If you're going to put a cover crop in a tree nut orchard, well, you got to think about it. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Cameron Zuber is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor focusing on tree nuts in Merced County. He said you just don't throw the seeds on the ground.
Expecting to chuck a bunch of corn seeds in the ground and expect them to grow, right?
Yep.
You do kind of have to be thoughtful to how you're applying it, when it's getting its water, and how good the germination is, depending on when you apply it, right? On top of potentially terminating it, depending on the type of crop you're doing, right? Because like in almonds, there might be a higher need to terminate it, but in other crops, maybe you can terminate it later.
Yeah, terminating before harvest.
Right. But again, as with any management choice, while we would love any choice to kind of dial all the good things up in the same direction, there's always a give and take to things.
Yeah, give and take is always part of that process.
Right. So cover crops are no different. So again, what are you managing for? What are its strengths? What is its timeline? And then is it potentially causing other things that you have to kind of pay attention to or not? So again, it really comes down to what your concerns are, how developed those concerns are, and then what options you have. And cover crops are an option, right? It's a tool in the toolbox.
So think about that. It's not an easy decision sometimes. If you need help, call a farm advisor. They can often make a recommendation on cover cropping and where to get cover crop seeds. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.